Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson.
Dante Moore snapping back to throw. Steps up, throws toward the end zone. Sadiq's got it for the touchdown.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. Oregon versus Oregon State.
We don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass.
It's Rivalry Week on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM. And the Odyssey app.
Hey, 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 happy Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a wonderful start to the afternoon. Let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I don't know. I do always get fired up by that CBS college football music, though.
College
it's a good one for me.
College football music does not get me nearly as excited, but as you know, we don't talk a whole ton of college football on this show. Let's be honest. We are the NFL palate cleanser after Ducks Insider. I mean, our job is to get you, ready for the NFL weekend. Mm-hmm. We talk, probably
of course the Mariners.
Probably too much Seahawks and Mariners on here.
Nah.
No, just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
You know, hey, listen. Yeah. Listen, I'm happy to be the honk on the station. Mm-hmm. We don't have any other Seahawks Mariners. I grew up in Southwest Washington. I didn't grow up in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Happy to be in Portland, Oregon. Happy to be here talking to everybody. But let's be honest. I'm talking right to my Vancouver brethren, my Clark County folks out there that are listening. And I'm happy to do it. So if you're a Mariners Seahawks fan, I'm happy to do it. I do need to make a big announcement.
Big announcement?
Big announcement. We have our winner from last week's pick'em.
Okay.
And did you see who it was?
I believe I did.
Rufio.
Yeah, P1.
Yeah, P1, Rufio. It was down to three P1s. We had Cyrus, Deal, and Rufio all battling it out, and only one of them had the Buccaneers winning game one.
Really?
And it was Rufio. Wow. So there you have it. He is our champion. We'll get out the new pick'em later this afternoon, so anybody wants to play. Rufio, if you're listening and you want to jump on with us, come on down, call in, just send us your picks, and we can read them off for you. However you want to do it, you are invited to join us here on Thursday when we do our pick'em live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for some Take Your Pick. Should be a wonderful time. With that, I mentioned that I'm a Seahawks fan.
Yes.
So if anybody's joining this program for the first time, big Seahawks fan. So the two different games last night had similar storylines when you look at it from a Seahawks perspective, at least in my brain. You've got the young quarterback who hasn't quite popped, played really well, both rookies of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been really good, but they haven't won in the postseason. They haven't shown that they're the next big guy.
Right.
It's Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the field, you've got the resurgent quarterback who didn't have the best start to their career, bounced around a little bit, ended up finding a home, and is trying to now establish or reestablish themselves in that. So Geno Smith happens to be your guy, who was your guy. Like, for a couple of years, right? It was never a marriage in Seattle. They were kind of dating.
Yeah.
But sounds like part of the reason.
What? I kind of, until something better comes along.
Well, yes, in both respects. Both Seattle and Geno kind of were that way. But one of the things that I've heard, just paying attention to Seahawks and kind of watching and listening to a little bit closer to the Seahawks than I think most people do down here. Mm-hmm. One of the rumors out there was that after games last year where Geno played good, played bad, one of his first phone calls was to Pete Carroll to be like, how'd I do?
Yeah.
Well, how can I do better? What can I do to get better? That probably didn't sit well with Mike McDonald. So if you're looking for a reason that Geno was on the outs, there's a handful of them. Geno earlier this week said that, you know, he's just, some people didn't get his personality in there. He just loves to compete so much. He compared himself to a guy named Kobe Bryant and a guy named Michael Jordan.
Would that be the Kobe Bryant that is currently on the Seahawks?
No,
roster?
It is definitely not. No, no, he was talking Mamba mentality. Okay. And he said that, you know, his desire to win rubs some people the wrong way in the Seattle organization, especially with Pete leaving and they never really committing to him. So let's just say Geno's a Pete guy and Seattle didn't get along with him, but he's still trying to establish himself. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, of course, is Baker Mayfield, who's a little bit more well-established, has won some playoff games in Tampa Bay and has been doing well. So I'm looking at this going, all right, how are these guys going to play? And then we've got Sam Darnold, who is very much in that mold. Right? Kind of bounced around a little bit. So just kind of watching that. And well, the results were 50-50 because Baker ends up being great last night. And he's great in big moments. And he takes the Buccaneers for, I think this is 5 straight years that the Buccaneers have started 2-0. I mean,
that's crazy.
It is. Well, I mean, you go from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield. Well, I mean, hey, it's, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, they won a Super Bowl not that long ago, and you've got consistency in coaching with Todd Bowles, who just kind of moved in to Bruce Arians' spot, just kind of moved his desk into a different office down the hallway, and has moved in. So they've had consistency. They've been good. They play in a bad division.
Yes.
But they have been very good. And C.J. Stroud leaves you wanting more. Doesn't he? Every, like, since his rookie year, you're just kind of like,
yeah,
come on, guy.
Well, I mean, the sophomore slump, everybody could see coming because, look, that's a saying for a reason.
Sure, you absolutely. Know what
I
mean? Yep.
And so, yeah, I guess we expected a bit of a bounce back for season number 3.
And it's not out of the realm of possibility that he ends up having a good year. But you have the first game ends up being a great game, great finish. Second game doesn't feel as competitive.
Right.
A lot of people talking this morning that the Chargers might be the best team in football.
I mean, Justin Herbert's looking pretty good.
Do you know who the leading rusher was for the Chargers yesterday?
Justin Herbert?
It was Justin Herbert. And not because Justin Herbert had a historic rushing performance.
Right.
It's because nobody else ran the ball. So I think there's still some things that you are a little bit concerned about, but that game was really never that competitive. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith throws 3 interceptions, and it kind of looks like the Raiders have more work to do. The defense looks really good for the Chargers, so you give them some credit. But there's nothing that was really inspiring about the Raiders last night. It felt very much more like the Chargers, and putting them in prime time. Now twice in their first 2 games, and they've stepped up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do you sit at the end of last night going, Chargers are obviously going to win that division? Because I still think the Chiefs are the team. And I know they played head-to-head already.
Yeah.
But I still think it's the Chiefs division until somebody beats them. So I'm not buying that you win in Brazil, you beat the Raiders, that all of a sudden we need to crown you.
Right. Here's a quick... Is Jim Harbaugh, though, what puts the Chargers over the top? Is he that difference maker that takes them to that level that they have not yet been able to achieve?
Well, I mean, I sure hope so. I mean, they've had a whole history of coaches that, you know, have been good in the regular season and not be able to finish. The same thing echoes with Schottenheimer is the first among them. You also look at Phillip Rivers, very good and not able to win in the postseason. You have great players across the history of the Chargers organization that, you know, you just want them to win something. Mm. They've been to a Super Bowl, but they obviously didn't win. That was 1995 against the 49ers. It's been a very long time.
Stan Humphries? Was that Stan Humphries?
I believe that was Stan Humphries, yep. Natron refried means and the whole
Natron bomb.
That's right. It has been a very long time. But Jim Harbaugh hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He's now eclipsed Pete Carroll, their head-to-head record. He's 7-6 over Pete Carroll. So when you go back to 49ers, Seahawks, and USC, Stanford. So he's got that. So I mean, you'd like to think so, that, but it's the AFC just feels so much tougher right now than, oh, yeah, than the NFC. Mm-hmm. Hence why we're looking at Baker going, good job, cruise to a division title,
yeah,
and we'll see you in the playoffs.
Right.
Where it feels like even
maybe
with,
against the Eagles in the NFC Championship, but, you know, well, or yeah, against, I mean, them at some point in the playoffs.
Eagles look like they're going to be just as tough as they were the last few years and winning the Super Bowl last year. Packers look like they're really good. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the quarterback play and you look at Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, who haven't even been to a championship yet. Patrick Mahomes is still out there. I know Joe Burrow is hurt for the foreseeable future, but mm-hmm, it feels like the AFC is a lot harder. It's hard not to root for Justin Herbert. Seems really likable. Now he's got this hot pop star girlfriend. Do we know any of her songs? Okay.
Who are you talking to? I'm just saying, you're talking to noted yacht rockman.
I understand yeah, that, but you also produce The Firm, and I didn't know if those guys have had you pull any Madison Beers yet or played any of her music. But maybe that'll be something we'll have to dive into and see if that's worth it. But you've got young, strapping quarterback, young, hot pop star. It feels like it is turning into Los Angeles' team every time we look at him.
Yeah, Justin Herbert riding a high.
Yeah. We will see what happens. But yeah, last night, one for the old guy in his fourth stop, one for the young guy trying to ascend to superstardom. So a little bit of a mixed bag last night. Chargers and Buccaneers both win. Right now, let's get to In Case You Missed It. All right. Speaking of Los Angeles, Clippers Governor Steve Ballmer expressed confidence that an NBA investigation into alleged salary cap circumvention involving Kawhi Leonard will clear the team of any wrongdoing. Ballmer said, "This will be fine. We did terrible things all the time at Microsoft and never got in any trouble. Yay, money." Amazon Prime will join ESPN, CBS, and Paramount Plus as a broadcast partner for the 2026 Masters, airing 4 additional hours of coverage during the first and second rounds. Amazon wants to push the boundaries with innovative coverage that helps bring in new viewers. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the new Pimento Cheese Sandwich Cam. Let's go. It's a camera inside the sandwich.
Oh, inside
it. Not of the sandwich.
Oh, okay.
So when people walk around with this, they're going to have little... No? Chicago Bears coach Ben Johnson had a brief and awkward post-game interaction with his former team, the Detroit Lions, after a 52-21 blowout loss, sparking speculation about lingering animosity.
Ooh.
Another theory? Maybe it sucks to get your ass kicked. Is that...
Can't confirm.
It was a little bit awkward. Yeah, they beat you 52-21. It was awkward well before the handshake. Jeez, we got to make everything a thing, don't we?
Right?
Is that what we have to do? Los Angeles Rams coach Sean McVay revealed that he tore his plantar fascia while coaching his team in Week 2's victory over the Tennessee Titans. Dang, there goes my bet. I had a lot of money on Pete Carroll being the first NFL coach to be on the sideline in a Rascal scooter. Could you picture just like the little scooter just beep beep like moving down the sideline? Like there's a long run by the thing and it's just like zooming through.
Just gotta put it in reverse and then you get the beep. Yeah,
just
beep,
zooming beep through the chain gang trying to get down there. That would be great.
Coming through.
And finally, in case you missed it, Tom Brady plans to participate and promote a 3-team flag football tournament in Saudi Arabia next year, featuring other current and former NFL stars. Finally, Tom Brady gets to play in a football game where if the players don't live up to his expectation, he can actually execute them. Oh.
I'm not getting myself in trouble.
Wow. You just removed yourself from that one in a very weak, very weak way.
I want no part of a bone saw.
Well, that's fair. We're not in Saudi Arabia. We are still governed by laws here, so I think we are safe. Is that more insulting to Tom or Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks for getting my back on that one. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. It is Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz. The Buzz. The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Mariners starting a six-game road trip. I didn't even want to say it. It's their final road trip of the year. They have been terrible on the road. It is very, very crucial.
Very crucial.
The Vetter Cup champion Seattle Mariners are on a 9-game winning streak. They are taking on the Royals, who have gone 2-6 in their last 8 games. They're taking on a team that is all but mathematically eliminated from the postseason. This should be something that you go into with confidence. You are throwing your ace. I mean, this is the guy that took the ball the first game of the year. This is the guy that you would have expected to hand the ball off to if you said that the Mariners would be in the postseason. You would think that Logan Gilbert would be getting the ball. Mm-hmm. He has a strikeout rate of 34.1%. He is.
That sounds all right.
Absolutely lights out. He's taken on Michael Wacha. He will be the...
I believe it's Michael Wacha.
No, it's not. It's Michael Wacha, and just don't be an idiot. We're not trying to be clowns on this show. We're trying to take things very seriously here.
Seriously.
This show is a professional sports broadcast. I will have no stupid humor here. You ever listen to this show? Goodness gracious. Logan Gilbert will get the ball twice in this road trip. So they're going to Kansas City, then they are going to Houston. So he will start and finish this road trip, and it has to be all about the pitching. Mm-hmm. Top 5 ERA at home, bottom 5 ERA on the road. Best batting average against, meaning the lowest batting average against in baseball.
Wow.
Second highest on the road. So when they are at T-Mobile, they're great. They're on the road.
Not so much.
The Rockies are the only team worse than the Seattle Mariners.
Ooh, that's not a good one.
That is never one that you want to be a part of.
No.
Okay. We need to win the series. This is...
You need a sweep here, to be honest.
You don't need a... You have to win the series. You must win... You have to win the next two series. Mm-hmm. The Houston series is for the tiebreaker, which yes. Obviously gives you a big advantage.
You need two out of three there.
Yeah, I think... Well, yeah, you need two out of three in both of these. You don't have to win the next 12 games to put yourself in a position to win the division. You don't have to win the next 12 games to put yourself in a position to even get a bye in the first round by being one of the top two teams to finish in the division. Division winners. So the top two division winners do not have to play in the wild card round. The third best record of the division winners will play the worst of the three wild card teams. So that is really what you're looking to avoid. So let me put a little update on where the Mariners are right now. They sit a half game. So last night, Mariners idle.
Yes.
The 6-3 victory Astros over Rangers puts the Mariners half a game ahead of the Astros. They have a chance if they win that series to get the tiebreaker. Right now it's 5-5 in the season series, so that is not super critical. The Mariners are also just 3 games back of the Tigers. for that second top division spot. They're six games back of the Blue Jays, so you can probably forget about that, I guess, if they went 12-0 and the Blue Jays somehow just fell apart.
Right.
I don't expect that to happen. But that three games is a true three games, meaning the Mariners already have the tiebreaker. If you remember, they swept the Tigers the series before the All-Star break. So if they can catch the Tigers, they can pass the Tigers, which makes things a little bit more interesting. So you have right now for the Mariners remaining, it is this series that they're starting against Kansas City, going to Houston to play the Astros, come home and play the Rockies, then they have the Dodgers. Here's what the Tigers have left. This is where it gets tough. They have Cleveland tonight. They're starting a series. They were also idle last night. Then they're hosting two. So they're at home against Cleveland, at home against Atlanta, who's not great but gave the Mariners their best effort.
Well, I think not great is you're giving them a lot of credit.
Well, I know, but the Mariners just played the Guardians. Right. They just played the Braves.
Yeah.
They at least won the series in Atlanta.
Yes.
So you would expect it, but they still have Chris Sale. They still have Strider. They can go out and they can win some baseball games. So it could be tough. You're hoping.
Yes. Again,
this is optimism speaking.
Right.
This isn't factual fun guy speaking. So then the Tigers have the Guardians again. So. Yeah. Two three-game series in nine games. Then they finish with Boston, who, of course, is competing for the top wild card spot. Probably not. I don't think they're catching the Blue Jays in the division. But the Boston could be playing for seeding, so there's at least something going against the Tigers. The Blue Jays' remaining schedule, like I said, is fairly moot. And then if you look at the Astros, they are finishing up a four-game set against the Rangers tonight and tomorrow. Then they have a day off. Then they host Seattle. And then they are at the Athletics in Sacramento and at the Angels in Anaheim. So you say a sweep would be very nice against Kansas City. You are not wrong there.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with ending the season on a 21-game win streak.
Well, I'll tell you, that would be just lights out fantastic, and it would be the best thing that that you could hope for. But I'm not trying to say that that is necessary, but man, that would be awesome. I'll tell you what, if they could do that.
Let's get this wrapped up.
Yeah, let's go. All right, moving on.
The Buzz.
Let's talk a little bit about the Seahawks. So just starting to kind of peek ahead at things and stuff. They've got the Saints this weekend. That feels like a kind of no-brainer. They're hosting the New Orleans Saints with whoever at quarterback and a whole lot of nothing going on. But do you know when the last time the Seahawks beat the Saints?
This is going to make me feel old.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
It wasn't that long ago. All right. So all time, the Seahawks are only 10-6 in the regular season against the Saints.
Okay.
I'm sorry, only 6-10.
Okay.
So the Saints actually hold the series, but they've lost four straight. So the last time the Seahawks won, it was at home in 2014 for a playoff game. Seahawks 2-0 in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, not a playoff game. In 2013, they also won at home in December in a regular season game. This is, of course, not December, so it is an early season game. So the last time was January or December of 2014 or 2013, depending on how you look at it. So it's been quite a while since the Seahawks won a game at home. If you're thinking that, you know, Seahawks got this lockdown, I just always get a little nervous when you look at those things and go, all right, this feels like one that should be automatic. I don't know that I 100% trust their quarterback yet. I'm not sure that I 100% trust their offense. Their defense should do what they need to, but we'll see what happens there. The other thing that I came across in my little bit of research, this is a trivia question for you. This is the 50th season of the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they played in their first game? Would have been September 12th, 1976.
Okay.
Do you know who their opponent was for their very first game? It was not the Saints.
Not the Saints. How about, we'll see what. And then they would have been the AFC.
They were AFC West.
I'm going to go with a maybe not necessarily division, but I guess conference foe. How about the Denver Broncos?
at the Kingdome in 1976, they hosted the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ooh.
That was their first opponent.
All right.
So, and they lost that game 24-36.
I was a scant. I was a month old.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And you don't remember?
I know, right?
What are you even doing here?
I lost my notes.
All right. That's fair enough. I was trying to figure out when this game was. Let me pull up college football. I want to figure. Okay. Sorry. Doing two things at the same time. We are moving on to college football. Let me find Ole Miss. I want to find their schedule and see when they are taking on LSU. They are taking them on in 2 weeks. So September 27th, Ole Miss versus LSU hosting them. You want a little drama for that game?
Well, I think Brian Kelly kind of presents most of the drama on his own.
Lane Kiffin's daughter, Landry Kiffin, is reportedly dating LSU linebacker Whit Weeks.
I hope you all had a shitty day.
Oh, so, man. All right. Well.
Does that add any drama to you?
I think Lane Kiffin's going to want to come out and kick some Tiger ass.
Yeah. So there you have that. Also in college football, Michael Vick, currently the head coach at Norfolk State, is dismissing speculation that he is linked to the vacant Virginia Tech head coaching job, reiterating that his focus is on his current team.
Yeah. Isn't like every coach
isn't that exactly what you would say?
Yes.
If you're doing it, just wait for him to say, I have not been contacted by Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And that will solidify it. Michael Vick, your next coach at VaTech.
Nick Saban, I'm not going to the NFL.
Yes. No, listen, anytime it is a denial, I don't know how you don't know the difference between an actual denial and one of these fake denials,
yeah.
But this feels very much like Michael Vick will be your next coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially with the recruiting the way it is. Let's be honest.
Does he really want to stay at Norfolk State?
Of course not. And if your alma mater calls you and goes, hey, we'd like to pay you a lot more money to be a figurehead type head coach, bring in any of your NFL friends that want a coaching job and just do what Dion is doing at Colorado.
And get us back to respectability.
Well, listen, they don't care about that. Yeah. Just get us in. Get us headlines. That's all we need. And your final story on the... Your final story is, despite turning 41, LeBron James is reportedly playing at an elite level, and there are rumblings that he might consider playing in other leagues after the end of his Lakers contract. Did you hear this?
I've seen things about possibly even starting, like, as a venture other leagues for him. In which
they already have the big three, which is Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league, right? You've got the possibility of playing in Europe. You could go and play in China, where I imagine there is just gobs of money to be throwing at him. Do you think LeBron James is just going to go full Gordie Howe and play till he's 60?
I mean, look, I could see him playing a long, long time. I'm not sure I'd buy him going elsewhere to play. If that outside of the NBA.
Yeah, that's kind of what Brian Windhorst said. Well, he just said he doesn't expect him to go and play in Europe. Dude, basketball ambassador? Like, I know he doesn't need money.
Right. But still, he's not going to go from making $50 million with the Lakers to go take 15 somewhere in Europe.
How much do you think they'd pay him to go play in China?
Well, that's a different story. But, I mean... I don't know. Yeah, I guess how deep is that wallet? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I have a hard time seeing him playing anywhere outside of the NBA unless somehow the NBA comes up with like their version of a senior tour.
Yeah, the Champions League.
Right.
Because I'd be down for that too. If you could just have him and McGrady out there playing.
I'd love to go see Vince Hakeem Carter out there still doing the dream shake.
Isn't that the big three, though? Isn't that what that is?
Kinda.
Or what's the other one? There's the basketball tournament.
The TBT.
Yeah, the basketball tournament is what it's called. I can see him playing in that with, he doesn't have a college, but maybe his high school alumni team is just him and his buddies from high school. He seems to have those deep ties to Akron. So something to keep an eye on if you're tired of LeBron James, continue to be tired of him because he will never go away and he will constantly be playing. He won't be in the biggest headlines, but you'll have to hear about whatever league he creates and wherever he's playing for the rest of your life. So get ready for that, ladies and gentlemen. With that, we walk over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk for this SportsCenter update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here we go.
It's Tuesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson.
You might want to let your children watch this.
Time for play-by-playback.
Gary Newton is the greatest corn dogger ever.
Real game calls, real reactions, and one big question.
Is that a corn dog in your pocket?
Oh yeah. That's my practice dog, sorry.
Pressure off the edge. Mayfield steps through. And he's tripped up with a first down by Gardner Johnson.
Baker Mayfield scrambling on fourth down to keep the game alive. Luke, Bucks play the 0-2 Jets. Do they stay perfect on Sunday?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you might not have Justin Fields for the Jets. The Jets have been okay to start the season looking, but they haven't really done anything. They're 0-2. The Bucks are 2-0. I think this Bucks team might be for real, and Baker Mayfield was great in that game, but Bucky Irving is a problem for defenses. So I think that absolutely the Bucks keep rolling, especially if they're playing against Tyrod Taylor and company.
So yeah, Bucky Irving, one of those guys, he doesn't go down in the first hit.
Fourth round ever. Pick, and he was being compared to Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry and whoever else, because yeah, you just can't knock him down. And I remember watching him at Oregon going, this guy could be a good NFL back. I didn't see any of this coming.
No, exactly. And I thought the same thing. I was like, I could see him going, you know, maybe a third down guy. He gets a few carries, 10, 12 carries a game, but no, he's
a machine.
The real deal.
And they have a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Like it's a whole thing. The Buccaneers easily over the Jets.
Third and 15. Pressure again down the middle. End zone shot. Carom and intercepted. Off the Carom. He tried to find Myers in traffic. Then picked off by Dante Jackson.
Pick number 3 for old Geno Smith last night. Pete Carroll and the Las Vegas Raiders. Next challenge is Pete's old DC in DC.
Ooh,
when they traveled
clever
to Washington to take on Dan Quinn and the Commanders. Lukey Lou. Do you see a bounce back game for the Raiders?
Well, I mean, speaking of going on the road to play teams without quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels sounds like he'll be out, which means you get Marcus Mariota. So I think locally, everybody's going to want to see Marcus have his resurgence. But they're also without Austin Eckler, who tore his Achilles, or may have torn his Achilles. Oh, no, it definitely tore his Achilles. We knew that. Thank you for all the reports earlier in the week. I feel like the Raiders are a team that have enough pieces to go out and do something. The pass rush of Max Crosby and the way he kind of wreaks havoc on people. And if you have somebody that hasn't been in there as often, I'm going to say yes, the Raiders bounce back with Pete Carroll, with Geno, who is, I know he's hot and cold. If he was just cold, chances are he can get hot again. So I will say a very reluctant, only because of injury, yes, the Raiders bounce back.
Pitch. Swing and a fly ball right field. Under it is Call. Tagging at third is Bader. Call gets behind it. Bader's coming home. The throw to the plate is cut off by Freeman. The Phillies take the lead. It's a sack fly by JT.
JT Realmuto with an RBI sack fly there in the top of the 10th. That was lifting the Phillies to yet another win over the Dodgers. Lukerlew, do you see the defending World Series champs even winning their own division?
They're still in a race. Two games separate the Dodgers and the Padres, and they've been kind of going back and forth the rest of the way. Two more against Philly tonight and tomorrow night. Then they are hosting San Francisco for a four-game set at Arizona, at Seattle to finish things out. I've told you this. I would love for that final game of the season. I will be there when the Dodgers take on the Mariners for the final game on Sunday the 28th. I really want it to be for that division. I think it would be fantastic. If the Mariners are playing for something, I don't want them to be playing for their playoff lives. But if the Mariners are playing for something, ideally for a chance to get into one of those top two spots, and the Dodgers are playing for the division, I want the drama. I want it bad, and I want the Mariners to win the game. So I'm going to say that the Dodgers on the final day of the regular season lose to the Mariners and miss out on a division title, and the Padres, the runners-up in the Vetter Cup, will win the division.
Spencer Schrader. It's good, and the Colts have won!
Spencer Schrader's game-winning 45-yard field goal against the Broncos. Luke Arino, do you see the Colts winning again to improve to 3-0 this weekend at Tennessee?
Do you know how many times the Colts have punted in the first 2 weeks of the season?
I believe I do know.
And how many would you guess?
Zero.
Zero times. They have punted the ball zero times. Mm-hmm. And that place was going insane after that kick. So the Broncos tried to catapult one of their defenders over the top of the line to block the kick and then move them up from 55 to 45 yards, or I'm sorry, from 50 yards to 45 yards, giving them another chance because that first kick missed. Yeah. And they went out and picked that kid up and drug him off, but that place was going absolutely crazy. The Titans are bad. So, yes, I expect the Colts to continue their winning ways, but I don't know if you've bought your Daniel Jones jersey yet, but I expect to see you wearing it in the next couple weeks, Mr. Rust, and I'm very excited for that.
See Baker, Young to the edge, fires end zone, he finds Renfro for the Panthers' touchdown.
That is one of Bryce Young's three touchdown passes on Sunday. One of two to Hunter Renfro. Lucarama, do you see the Panthers getting their first win this weekend against the Falcons?
Okay, so just for a little bit of context here, Bryce Young, three TD passes, threw for well over 300 yards. Michael Penix on the other side for the Falcons in that Sunday night kind of mess that was. Michael Penix didn't do a whole lot. Now, he didn't have to do a whole lot. Just hand the ball to Bijan Robinson and let him go. The problem is that Michael Penix does not play against Bryce Young directly. The pass rush that absolutely, and I was going to say crippled J.J. McCarthy, but actually it did. It beat up the Vikings' offensive line and their quarterback. And Bryce Young, as well as he played last week in defeat, is going to have a whole lot on his hands with the Falcons defense. And I think that it's going to be very tough for a Panthers team that, you know, I don't think is complete to stop what the Falcons are doing with their run game. So I will say that the Panthers do not get a win, but we looked at their schedule yesterday. Mm-hmm. They get to play against the Saints. We already knew that because they're in the same division. They also get to play against the Dolphins because they're playing against that. They'll get to play against the Jets. So as much as I want to say the Panthers are going to be terrible all year, Bryce Young's showing signs of improvement and showing the possibility that they'll probably win some games this year, just not this week against the Falcons.
So pulling a John Sterling here and just being like, I could see him winning this game. I can see him losing this game.
No, I see them losing this game.
Okay.
I see Bryce Young getting planted into the turf by the defensive line. But at some point, just get ready. I will pick the Panthers probably to win a game. And I'm guessing it's probably going to be against the Saints.
All righty.
All right. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is play-by-playback. We move to one more for the road. This is Happy Hour on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson, brought to you by Roto-Rooter on the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool crimson mistress.
got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, Mr. Rust, what are people saying out there?
We got Rufio on the YouTube chats. Eagles, still the best team in football. Chargers making an argument for themselves, but they're not there yet.
All right, well, back it up. Did he say if he's coming in for the pick 'em on Thursday?
Not yet.
Did he know? We'll see. Does he know? Did he have any reaction?
I believe he is aware, yes.
All right, well, if you're so smart, why don't you? Well, I guess he just got 15 out of 16 correct. I don't think I mentioned that.
So what he did say here is, and just so you guys know, Baker costs you two a cheesesteak on Thursday, so we can all hate on him now.
Really? Where would we get a cheesesteak? Like Jersey Mike's or somewhere?
He'd probably bring them in. No. We got a spot we like.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you where you get a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
If you're ever in Vancouver, Philly Bilmo.
Hmm.
The place is awesome. Yeah. Apparently, I'm told that they fly their bread in from Philadelphia.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
The one we've gone to a couple times here is it's called Capriotti's.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be great to sweep the first series just to provide the breathing room that will ultimately be necessary, as the M's always carry a pucker factor into the end of the season.
Well, of course. I mean, yes, sweep all the games, like you said. Finish the season on a 21-game win streak, and then win all your games in the playoffs and take home the World Series. Obviously, we're rooting for that. You have to win the series against Kansas City. Mm-hmm. That is imperative. Yes. You have to win the series against Houston. That is imperative. But if you want to sweep all the way through, go for it.
Do it.
But this should be a very entertaining stretch of baseball.
And then quickly on Robert Redford, we have multiple texts saying The Last Castle with Robert Redford and James Gandolfini.
Oh, all right. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? It may be a perfect weekend. My wife's going to be out of town, so maybe I'll just sit down and watch a bunch of Robert Redford movies.
Yeah, there we go. Right.
Tip my cap to a legend.
I might have to dust out and see if we can if Sneakers is streaming anywhere for free.
Yeah.
Maybe check out old.
You're Butch not even going to pay again. The $1.99 to rent it through Amazon.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on. The man is dead. Yeah, show some respect.
Then I'll go find Butch and Sundance.
All right. Well, that works. Something happened yesterday that we need to discuss. I'm not sure if I did the right thing. It ended up all working out okay from like what my objective was, mm-hmm. but I ended up with a new key on my keychain. It's my house key.
Uh-huh.
But it now has a Seahawks logo on it.
Oh, okay.
Is that...
No, that's okay.
It's okay?
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay.
So let me explain what happened yesterday. As I go, and I needed to make a new key, so I went into Fred Meyer's. My wife, both of my children, and I were on my way to my brother's house. The new key that I needed to make, actually I needed to make two, but one of them was for him. Mm-hmm. So I went in to make two new keys, and I go up to the key-making machine, press the button, the guy comes out to help me. And he goes, oh, this looks like a number 66 key. And I'm like, cool, buddy, whatever. What key do I need? Just make a couple copies of this. Well, it looks like we're all out of the blanks for those, so you have to pick one of these fancy decorated ones. And now I'm standing on the east side of the display of keys, and I'm looking at them, and they're all very, very pretty. Mm-hmm. I go, buddy, I don't want any of these keys. You got to have something that's kind of blank. He's like, well, over here I got Mariners and Seahawks keys. And I'm like, all right, fine, make one of those. I go, but do me a favor. These keys are $6.
Uh-huh.
I go, I'm not paying $6 for a fancy key. I go, any chance you can discount it to the regular price? Because you're the one that are out of the keys.
Right, yeah.
I don't have that kind of authority. And I'm in a pretty good mood, so I'm not real, like, angry about it. He goes, you'd have to talk to a manager. And I go, all right, well, can we get a hold of the manager? He goes, well, here comes one walking down right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is walking towards me, and I go, hi, I understand you're the manager. Very cheerful.
Yes.
I understand you're the manager. I go, need you to do me a favor. I go, I don't want to pay $6 for these stupid, you know, Mariners and Seahawks keys.
I'm like, $6 for a key?
Listen, you're getting me $12. It'd be $5 if I'm already paying more than I would at Lowe's and Home Depot. And so I'm talking to her about my argument, going, hey, you're the one that's out of keys. She starts to say no, like, multiple times. The woman just walked away from me.
Oh.
She didn't ever finish the conversation. I look at the guy, go, is she walking away? And I said it loud enough that she could hear me. Didn't even turn back.
Wow.
She just strolled away.
Can I speak to her manager?
So I have the guy make me the keys. I get the keys. I walk up to the front. I go, hey, can you discount these? You were out of it. And the woman at the front goes, oh, yeah, no problem. $2.49 for the two keys. And we were all set. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Jeff Rust. As always, thank you, Isaac Rupp. We're done for now. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.